Houston. And coming out of nowhere, number two, Bailey Hines, blocks it out of bounds. Kansas City gets it underneath their own hoop on the left side of your radio. Number 30, inbounding that one. That's Tristan Coons. And they loft it into the middle of the lane as number Dickinson goes up for the putback, and it's short, out of bounds. And now we have a whistle after the rebound, and it's going to be against Cass City, their first team foul. And that goes against number 12, Jacob Perry, his first. Cass City retreats. Tommy Morneau brings it across the timeline, left to right across the radio. Down into the corner to Jared Brown. Now back up to Bailey Hines. Cross court to the left corner. Nearly out of bounds, but they save it into the lane. Back out to the top for three. Bailey Hines, yes! Bailey Hines ties the game at three with a tray from him. And here comes Cass City down the court. Cuthrell down to the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Now gets it over to Perry. He drills back to the top key into the lane. Puts this one up, and he is fouled on the way up. And he'll be going to the line, shooting two.
It's like a little reach and foul by Jared Brown.
Jared Brown didn't move his feet on that one. Instead, went with the arms, and he is called, actually, Bailey Hines is
Bailey
called.
Bailey Hines is called for that.
And that's his first. Vanek's his third team foul as the first free throw from Perry, no good. And Perry's going to be coming out after this next one. The substitute is waiting for him. Appears to be Colin Hartwick or Kyle Ross. Second free throw is good for Perry as number 14, Kyle Ross, checks in, replaces Perry. It's now 4-3, Cassidy leading by a mere point. Vanek inbounds it to Tommy Morneau. Three-quarter pressure from Kansas City. Morneau gets across half court. Down to the corner to Bailey Hines for three. This one's good as well. He's 2-for-2 on the night. 6-4, Vanek lead.
Dead-eye shooting out of Bailey Hines.
Cuthrell being guarded by Morneau. Cross half court, right to left across the radio. To Kuntz. Down into the lane, goes up for the shot. Picking off the backboard, it's good. 4-2 on the runner. It's now all tied up at 6 apiece. Tommy Morneau, top of the key, picks up his dribble early. Over to Bailey Hines, left wing, back up to Morneau. Over to number 15, Derek Geiger. Now to the left wing to Bailey Hines for three. This one's off the mark, his first miss of the night. And Tristan Kuntz being double-teamed. Brings in the rebound, and he's also fouled by Vanek. That'll be the fourth team on the hatchets, racking them up very quickly here. And it goes against Derek Geiger, his first. Brian Brown, what's your feel from the sidelines down there in this very high-scoring game?
Well, Cass City is looking to force pressure early defensively and falling back into his zone, but if the Bad Axe is going to continue to shoot the lights out of the ball, I can't see Cass City standing in that zone for very long.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. It's time to eat. Cuthrell resets the offense over to Coops on the right wing, big guard by Hines. Pick set for him there. Picks up a dribble at the right wing. Now to the left wing. Into the left corner. Cuthrell now. Picks it into the left post. Dickinson going to work. This one's no good. Rebound still loose. Brought in by Morneau. Vanek pushing the ball. Morneau goes in for the layup. Post to coast. And this one sneaks in. 2 points the first for Tommy Morneau tonight. 8-6. Vanek leading. Three lead changes, three ties so far in this game tonight. Largest lead, 2 points.
Maddox is pushing up their defense, because right now they were in a man-to-man on the turnover. And just prior to that, they were also in a 2-3 zone. And usually if you want to go ahead and get into a fast break, that's what you want to do, is switch up your defenses. That will create some turnovers, and Maddox has the ball bringing it up right now.
4.5 to play in the first quarter. Vanek leads 8-6 over Cass City. Bailey Hines with the ball on the right wing. Back up to Geiger at the top of the key. Back over to Hines for three, his fourth of the night. And it's his third make of the night. Yes, as the timeout is called by Aaron Bernald, as Cass City is going to be talking things over. Bailey Hines, three threes on the night. He has 9 of the 11 points for Vanek.
Bailey Hines is making a living on the right side of the court. The one miss was on the left side. Take a wild guess where he's going to go the whole night.
Ryan Brown will be listening into the Vanek huddle with 4:27 left in the first quarter. Largest lead of the night. 30-second timeout there called by Aaron Pernald of Cass City. Largest lead of the night for Vanek is at 5. Ryan Brown had a quick listen into the batting settle. What'd you find out?
Quick is right, but Coach likes the way they're adapting to the pressure that Cassidy brings. When they're being forced with full man or full court pressure, they take their time getting the ball to the floor, but when they can run, they sure get up and down the floor in a quick, and Coach is very pleased with his offensive performance so far.
Thank you, Ryan. Cutsell bringing it up, being guarded by Morneau on the right side of the court. Now over to Koontz, who's going to go to work. He's at the free throw line, kicks it out to the left corner to Kyle Ross. Koontz now left wing, back up to Cutsell. Stop the key, resets the offense. 4:09 left for the first. 11-6, Bad Axe lead, and they tried to feed it across the lane and kicked out of bounds by Geiger, and so Cass City will get the ball underneath the road. Hoop, 4:05 left in the first quarter.
Tristan Koontz had the right idea as he entered the lane. He went ahead and made a nice little pass just a little bit off.
Koontz inbounding this for the Red Hawks. He close to the five-second count. It's actually stolen as he tried to go across the lane, and it's picked off by Jared Brown. Over to Geiger on the right wing, dribbles twice, kicks it across the lane to number 11, Jared Brown. Over to the left wing to Bailey Heinz, slowing things down. He's being guarded by Kyle Ross. Over to the right corner to Jared Brown again. Tries to feed it into the post to Devin Jurgis, and this one tipped out of bounds by Cassidy. Bad X ball right underneath the road hoop on the right side of your radio.
I think if I was Bailey Heinz, I'd go ahead and pull a rank on the junior, Derek Geiger, and kick my side back again.
Bailey Hines passes in to Brown. Now over to the right wing to Geiger and to Pines into the right corner. This one's off the mark, just a touch, and a rebound, Cass City, Kyle Ross. Cutsell with the ball across the half court. Over to the right corner to Dickinson, but he shuffled his feet before dribbling. And that's a travel and another turnover for Cass City. So Bannex with all momentum and the lead by 5 points, 11-6, 3.5 to play in the first. As Kyle Ross sits down for Cass City. Tommy Morneau, top of the key, being guarded by Koontz. Dribbles to his right. Now to Bailey Hines, as they're going over the weave at the top of the key.
Cass City has moved into a man-to-man defense.
Bailey Hines at the free throw line. Now down to Jurgensen, the short corner on the right side. No good. Rebound, what it went up for was Koontz, and he was fouled on the way down. Foul against Bad Axe as the fifth team foul for the Hashes and the first on Tommy Morneau. Koontz gets the inbounds from Mason Erla. 6'3" senior acting as the point guard, and besides Cutrow, who takes the three from the right wing. This one hits the backboard off the mark by about a foot, and rebound Bailey Hines for Bad Axe. Slowing things down, 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in the first. Still 11-6. No score since that timeout called by Morneau. Morneau, top of the key, as Mark Trubb, head coach for Bad Axe, calling out the play. Now the left wing to Brown, and he is fouled on the way up. Jared Brown got hacked by two white jerseys as he came down the left side of the lane. The second team foul on Cass City. Follows on number 22, Curtis Dickinson, the 6'1" senior. His first at the line shooting two is Jared Brown for Bad Axe. We'll have a substitution coming in. Brandon Messing will be checking in for Bad Axe after these free throws.
These are the first free throws that are being shot by Bad Axe.
And this one rips at the front to the back and bounces out. No good. Substitutions for both sides. Two for Cass City as Koontz and Dickinson sit down. And Jacob Perry and Kyle Ross come in. As Bad Axe sits down. As the second free throw from Jared Brown is no good. So 0 for 2 on that trip, and the lead remains 5 for Bad Axe.
Jared Brown had nice rotation on it. Did not go with the fall down.
Dakota Hartle in the game as well, the senior quarterback for the football squad. At the left elbow is stolen away from Mason Erla. And Bad Axe is on the run as Tommy Morneau goes up for the shot. Or the layup for the right side. He is fouled on the way up. He's going to line for two shots. And the third team foul committed by Cass City with the block.
That's 2-1, Jacob Perry.
Jacob Perry with 1 point tonight. Two fouls, the senior. And Tommy Morneau's first free throw is short off the front of the rim. So Dickinson comes back in after a short breather, and he replaces Jacob Perry, the man with two fouls.
I don't know what happened, but the